In 1974, 2 years after the Crusader Clinic opened on West State Street, President Nixon impounded all discretionary federal funds. That included the Illinois Regional Medical Program grant monies that initially supported Crusader. Faced with closure, board members Joe Terranova and Dr. John McHugh met with the Rockford Township Supervisor Peter Perricone and Rockford's first Democratic mayor, Robert McGaugh, to discuss saving the clinic. Over $30 billion in federal revenue sharing money had just been released in January to the states, counties, cities, and townships. These unexpected funds had not yet been budgeted or designated to any set purpose in local governments. Terranova and McHugh explained to the supervisor and the mayor that Crusader would close if it could not receive revenue sharing funds. Pete Perricone asked how much money was needed. $160,000 was the answer. As Randy Locke, then Assistant Winnebago County Public Health Department Director, relates, Pete looked at Mayor McGaugh and said, "Bob, I'll take half if you take half." Mayor McGaugh agreed, and Crusader Clinic was saved. It was a remarkable local government collaboration that saved the clinic. Today, Crusader Community Health has a budget of more than $30 million and serves over 60,000 patients annually, about one in every five persons in the region. If another impoundment happened today, would local government leaders be able to save the clinic? I'm John Frano, and that's my perspective.